Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Joining us on the program, we have Sakai Mutombirwa. She is the co-founder and spokesperson for Blam Retail, a marketing and technology service provider. And Sakai, thanks for joining us here today.
Thank you, Eric. It's a pleasure to be here.
And the pleasure certainly is ours as well. Thanks for your time. So for starters, share a quick intro of your background, especially with technology, to help the listeners get to know you better in these regards.
Sure. So I started my career in IT management consulting with a big American tech company. I spend a few weeks or months on a variety of software implementation projects at different client sites in the UK and Europe. I then moved on to another big tech consultancy doing large digital transformation projects in retail, commercial, treasury, and investment banking at the large UK banks in London. All online and mobile solutions for workflow processes, robo-advice, and risk management. I left banking to join a decentralized exchange as they were building out their NFT studio and platform briefly, and then moved on from that to become a venture partner for a New York-based venture capital firm investing in crypto, gaming, and real estate. Alongside my career, I've been angel investing for about 10 years, mentoring and advising fintech, crypto, and Web3 startups through the Top Accelerator programs. And I'm also a board member for my local county, focused on technology, innovation, and funding scale-ups to create jobs.
Well, that is one impressive background. You certainly have a lot of experience in a lot of different areas. So that is makes you even more valuable, no doubt about that. And speaking of Blam Retail, what is your role at Blam Retail?
I'm a co-founder and chief strategy officer for Blam Retail. And Blam Retail is a Silicon Valley-based technology business that creates websites, delivery service, and provides online lottery for convenience stores. Blam Retail has been around since 2015, building websites for a variety of industries. And I work closely with my co-founders, Charletta Jean Lewis and Grant Stain, with a small team. And I plan our direction of travel, source, and close mutually beneficial partnerships and onboard them onto our platform. And of course, all the other variety of activities that you need to do to sustain a bootstrapped small business.
Now, I'd be curious on this one. Why did Blam Retail pick the convenience store sector specifically as its targeted industry? Get into that a little bit, if you would.
It is very interesting. I think what a lot of people don't know is that small, medium businesses actually power the economy. So in the U.S., you know, they're responsible for about 2/3 of the GDP. So convenience stores are a segment, I suppose, of this sector, and they actually sit at the heart of the community where many of us have interactions with them. So, you know, there are about 150,000 stores, convenience stores in the U.S., responsible for about $800 billion in terms of sales and turnover. But as an industry, you know, unfortunately, it's still an underserved sector. So there are plenty of opportunities for disruption, especially with technology. Also, lots of in-store opportunities for product sales and in-store promotions and loyalty.
Certainly appreciate all the details shared so far. We're speaking with Sakai Mutumbirwa. She is the co-founder and spokesperson for Blam Retail, a marketing and technology service provider. She's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, what are some of the challenges in the convenience store sector that most people would not even be aware of?
So coming out of the pandemic, a lot of the convenience stores, in the West, so, Europe, Canada, and the US, to a certain extent, actually experienced a decrease. And the increase in fuel prices actually have kept them buoyant over this time period. So the challenge is for them to recover from the pandemic, and also be able to meet customer expectations, who are now used to the ease of online ordering and same-day door delivery. And unlike some of the big retailers, the convenience stores lack customer insights and data so that they're actually able to offer some customization and improvements in store. There's also a challenge of capital investment to make some of these changes, and the talent to create and implement some of these digital solutions. So some of these things are responsible for convenience stores being left behind. And Blam Retail and some of our competitors are trying to find solutions to improve the situation for convenience stores.
And once again, information that the average person would have no clue that would be a challenge for the convenience store sector. And I know COVID, as you had stated, put the hurt on the convenience store sector, but it's certainly rebounding nicely. As mentioned, tell me also, what is the future for convenience stores, and what are your plans for Blam Retail as well?
So this is just the beginning. There's so many exciting innovations that are coming through from wider technology and, the retail landscape as a whole. So some of those things are AI systems, automated AI systems that can track supply chain inventory, create promotional advertising, and also track customer demand. Customized advertising, offering targeted adverts to specific customers, with the introduction of EV charging and electric vehicles, which take longer to charge. More, convenience stores are putting EV charging stations alongside the normal fuel pumps, and they take much longer to charge. So what does the customer do while that's happening? The convenience store needs to be able to cater to those customers with things like Wi-Fi, gaming lounges, restaurants, and full-service restrooms. Other types of technologies from the future could include walkout, just like some of the Amazon stores have been implementing, digital wallets for remote payments, and include new technologies like crypto payments, and also Web3 with the AR and VR, so virtual reality, offering immersive experiences for customers. In some cases, they might not even need to leave their homes and have the opportunity to shop using their virtual reality headsets. So there's quite a lot there. Blam does have plans to engage in some of these advancements as we scale. But for right now, we're focused on creating websites, delivery, and online lottery, and we want to be able to continue to create rewarding and innovative experiences for our clients, customers, and wider community.
Certainly a lot to be anxious and excited about. And of course, technology is always rapidly changing and developing, and you're certainly staying ahead of the curve. And again, we thank you for what you do on behalf of Blam Retail. Before you go in conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, or anything else you'd like to make mention of per our conversation today?
Thank you so much, Eric. I think the parting words would be that, the technology is becoming more integrated. There are lots of overlaps with online, Web3, things becoming more immersive and interconnected. And, Blam Retail is just one part of that. And, we're looking to partner with other people that are focused on that vision and want to create a more progressive marketplace for convenience stores and convenience store customers.
Certainly appreciate your parting words, and couldn't agree more with you in those regards as well as we do conclude. If listeners wanted to get more information on Blam Retail and follow you online, where's the best place to do so?
The best place would be our website, www.blamretail.com, BlamRetail.com.
Easy enough. And of course, listeners, you can find these links and other links within the show notes of this broadcast. Sakai, all the best. Thanks for your time and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much, Eric, for this opportunity.
Sakai, you're certainly more than welcome. My pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Sakai Mutombirwa, the co-founder and spokesperson for Blam Retail, a marketing and technology service provider. And again, for all the details, visit blamretail.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.